Wouldn't it be fun to imagine the feeling of being a dog, a cute little puppy? So happy, so joyous, so fluffy and fuzzy. Perhaps you could feel how it might feel to have fur instead of skin. Maybe little floppy ears and a cold nose. You might imagine how it could feel to be happy and joyous, only caring about what your master is saying, the person who is in charge of you. That's right, because puppies don't need to think about human things. Puppies only think about puppy things, like running around and playing and sleeping and listening and doing as they're told and being trained to do cute little tricks and all that kind of fun stuff. Could you imagine what that would be like? To get yourself in that headspace of a puppy? So right now, while you're relaxing, while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine yourself drifting. That's right. Drifting through space. And perhaps far off in the distance, there's a little red kennel. A kennel made for a dog, not for a human. And as you start to drift over to this kennel, this little red puppy house, you could imagine yourself crawling into it. Not walking, of course. Crawling, because there's only space for you to crawl into there. And as you lay down on all fours inside this kennel, you can feel yourself transforming. That's right, feeling yourself transforming body and mind. Allowing yourself to go into that headspace of a puppy. And as you lie there on all fours, you start to feel how natural, how easy it feels to just be on all fours. Because that's what puppies do, that's what dogs do. And you are a dog, you're a puppy. A cute little fluffy puppy, lying there in your kennel. And as you lay there, as you relax even further, you can feel yourself letting go of all human thought. You see, humans think in sentences, they think in pictures, they think in coherent thoughts. Puppies don't need to think like that. Puppies think of short, simple things, single words, not full sentences. And as you lie there in your kennel, in your puppy slumber, you can imagine yourself thinking like a puppy, because you are a puppy. And puppies think in short little sentences. Maybe little pictures that tell them all that they need to know. And of course, puppies always listen to what they're being told. Puppies always have fun listening to being what they're told and being trained by someone. And as you lie there and you feel yourself transforming into this puppy, into this dog, inside your kennel, relaxing, lying there sleepily, you could even imagine how it might feel to be told what to do, to be commanded, to be trained, and how exciting that would be, how exciting that would feel inside you as you just feel the joy, the happiness of being told what to do, being told that you're very good, that you're a very good puppy, because those words, oh, good puppy, make you so happy, and you love being told what to do, because when you get told what to do, you might earn a treat, and puppies love being treated to things. You can just imagine that, can't you? Being told something, doing exactly as they say, and then getting rewarded for it and feeling those amazing, joyous, good feelings inside you of being told that you're a good puppy. Such a good puppy, such a good dog. That's right. And not only that, but maybe getting rewarded, treated. That's right. And how good that would feel. Wouldn't that be amazing? And now you can just imagine yourself moving forward through that space. And as you leave your kennel on all fours, you start to notice that you are transformed into a puppy. That is you now. And that's something you've always wanted to experience, always wanted to feel yourself drifting into the headspace, into the space of being a puppy. And so whenever someone says those words to you, those words are, you're such a good puppy. And you're in a space to do so, you can find yourself going back into this headspace. You can find yourself going back into this place of being a good puppy. But for now, knowing that you are such a good puppy, it's time for your training, puppy. So, as you open your eyes now, you can just imagine yourself because, aw, you are such a good puppy. Come here, puppy. Come on. Oh, you're so cute there, sitting there on all fours, wagging your tail happily. Perhaps you even want to bound around the room a little bit, and that's okay. If you have space to do so, you can just imagine yourself crawling on all fours, bounding around, wagging your tail for me. That's right. Good puppy. Oh, look how cute you are. And you can just imagine me reaching over to you and scratching on the head and how good that would feel. Aw, you're doing so well, my good little puppy. Such a good dog. Such a good dog. Who's a good dog? You're a good dog. Okay, so puppy, now that I have you here, we need to do some training. Because it's very important that good puppies like you get trained. Good puppies like you need training. So today we're going to teach you how to sit. So what I want you to do is be a good puppy and put your bottom on the floor. That's right, bottom on the floor, and stretch out your front legs in front of you and sit. That's right, sit like a good puppy. Oh, look at you sitting so nicely. Such a good puppy. Such a good puppy you are. Oh, look at you cute sitting like that. So well, you're doing so good. And you might even want to wag your tail for me and show me how happy you are, how happy you are, my good little puppy. Okay, now that you've learned how to sit, now we need to teach you how to stay. Okay? So while you're sitting there, just sit and stay. And even if I walk around you, even if I move away from you, you would still stay there because you're a good puppy. And good puppies do as they're told. That's right, good puppies always do as they're told, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you might even find yourself nodding along with me because you're a good puppy. Such a good dog. Such a good dog. And now, puppy, what I want you to do is I want you to lie down. Lie down on the floor. Stretch your paws out in front of you. That's right, good puppy. Good puppy. You're doing so well. Such a good puppy. Lying down on the floor. And now I want you to roll over. Roll over, that's a good puppy. Aw, look how cute you are. And I want you to lie on your back and shake your paws for me. Shake your paws. Show me how happy you are as I reach down and rub your belly. Aw, isn't that nice having your belly rubbed by me? As I just gently move my hand around your belly. Such a good puppy. Such a very good puppy. Such a good dog. You're doing so well. So happy to be such a happy little puppy. Aw, how adorable you are. And now, I want you to be a good puppy. And I want you to sit up. Sit up, that's right. Sit for me. Very good. Now, this one's a little bit tricky. So I hope you're a smart puppy and you can do this for me. Okay? Are you listening? Are you listening to me, puppy? I hope so. Okay. I want you to lift your paws up and I want you to open your mouth and I want you to beg. Beg for me. Stick out your tongue and pant and beg for me. That's right. Beg for me. Okay. Now, puppy, I want you to speak. Speak. Bark for me so I can hear you, puppy. That's right, because when you're begging like that, it's always good to speak when I tell you to speak. When I say speak, you're going to give me a nice loud bark. That's right. Speak. 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 Okay. Now as I reach down to you, I want you to give me paw. I want you to hold out one of your paws for me. Very good, puppy. Very good. And beg. Make sure you put your tongue out and pant like the good little puppy you are. Such a good puppy. Such a very good puppy. As you can feel me rubbing your head and giving you a nice pat. And now, puppy, I want you to lay down. Lay down. And sit. And lay down. And roll over. Show me your tummy. That's a good puppy. And I want you to sit up for me. That's right. Sit up and beg. That's right. Stick out your tongue and beg. Show me how well you pant. And speak. 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 Good puppy. Oh, you're doing so well. Such a very good puppy. You are so good. My good little puppy. Who's a good puppy? Who's a good puppy? Oh, you are such a good puppy. And now what I want you to do is I want you to lay down, close your eyes and relax as I gently run my fingers over your head, as I gently rub your fur, that's right, because you are such a good puppy and you've done such a good job, my little puppy. So adorable, so cute. And now I want you to relax down into that puppy space. I want you to relax down to that puppy space, knowing all of your commands, knowing that when somebody says those words, oh, you're such a good puppy. Oh, you're such a good puppy. Such a good puppy. That if you are in a space where you can do so, you can go back into this puppy space, back into this puppy head space, knowing that you are such a good puppy. Knowing that you are doing so well. And feeling your mind and your body transported into that place of being a dog. Transforming into this dog. Being the puppy that you know you are deep down inside. That's right. And allowing yourself to be trained. And allowing yourself to be petted. Behaving like a dog. Behaving like a puppy. Because that's what you are. Transported into that place. Into that puppy mindset, every time that somebody says, you're such a good puppy, such a good puppy, and you're in a place where you're comfortable and safe to do so. And I hope you've had lots of fun today, puppy, being trained. And perhaps next time we can train you further. Perhaps next time we can take you out on a walk and do all those fun puppy things that you love to do. But for now, just continue to relax in your kennel. Safe and secure and warm in there. Because your kennel is such a nice safe space. Your kennel is such a nice place for you to relax. For you to unwind, for you to let go, and for you to drift down further and further into that puppy space. Into the place, into the mindset of being a dog. A cute little puppy. But for now, it's time to wake you up and take you back into the human world. So what I want you to do is I want you to gently crawl out of your kennel. And as you crawl out of your kennel, you can feel yourself transforming back into a person, back into a human. And as you do so, you might even start to stand up in that place, drifting through space. And now in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering your time as a puppy. Remembering those trigger words and remembering that you can come back here. You can come back here and have these adventures as being a puppy. Whenever someone says those words and you're in a safe and comfortable position to do so. That's right. Knowing how much fun you had and how amazing it felt to be in that puppy space. So counting up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, energy flooding your body, flooding your mind, that's right, returning you back into that place of being a human, no longer a puppy. With 5, 6, 7, that's right, the energy flooding through you, your eyes starting to flutter, your body starting to feel energized, refreshed, happy and content. With 7, 8, 9 and 10, up, up, up. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little adventure into puppy space and being a puppy and transformed. And as always, keep it trancy and I'll see you later. Goodbye.